I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore, Peak, where one Sunday every summer the pilgrims climbed a reek, where St. Patrick in its solitude looked down across Clovey, and with the ringing of his bell called the faithful to pray. It's tall, majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, and the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, to stay forevermore, forevermore. Stay forevermore. We'll be right back.
Yes, well, the Dublin song there, Cockles and Muffles, Molly Malone, and before that we had the Saw Doctor sing in the Green and Red of Mayo, the two teams involved in this year's All-Ireland Senior Football Final, which will take place in Croke Park in the early hours of Monday morning, New Zealand time. And if you want to listen to the game, if you have access to a computer, a laptop, an iPhone, you can log on to, you can hear a commentary from RTE.ie free of charge. You can also hear commentary from Midwest Radio. They will have their own local commentary with, Willie Joe Padden, the former Mayo captain and midfielder, is part of their commentary team. And if you want to fork out, it's €20, which is about $30 odd, I think, to watch the final live in the comfort of your home. And you can watch replays as well, as many times as you want. It's on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. And all you've got to do is to have a credit card, put in your details, and up will pop the live broadcast of the games. And I'm a subscriber to GAGO and quality, and to be able to watch a game live on clear television, as good as you're watching it at home, is fantastic. Welcome along. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here out of the Planet FM studio in Auckland on a Wednesday night. Our delayed broadcast going out on Access Radio Wellington on Saturday night, as well as Capity Coast Radio and Plains FM in Christchurch. Headline in the Irish Independent today: now we're going to have to work until we reach 70. Excuse me. A report has been put together, and it's recommending that the pension aid be moved up from 65 to 70. Well, we know what happened. They tried to move it up to 67 here in New Zealand. It's going to be a long, drawn-out process. So, obviously, that study will, what do you call it, have to be analysed and cut, drawn and quartered. But one woman that won't have to work till she's 70, because she got a big payout the other day, she resigned or retired on late Sunday night, is the Police Commissioner Noreen O'Sullivan. She's been under a lot of pressure since she took on the job 3 years ago, and with the latest revelations that there was upwards of 1.4 million false breath tests submitted into the Garda Pulse system, and over 15,000 people wrongfully summoned over other incidents and other things happening in the force. She's decided enough was enough, and she announced her resignation, which would please the government, because there was calls for the government to sack her, and that would have been a messy situation. So the hunt is on now for a new commissioner, and the government said that there'll be an extended brief and possibly look overseas as well as within the force in Ireland, because it looks like they need somebody to come in that has no connections and to obviously get rid of a lot of the bad wood that's there. So that was the big story that broke in Ireland over the weekend. All right. We'll continue with some more music and then come back with some more headlines from the stories in the paper today.
I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people. Got no fixed abode, with no nomads I am numbered. Country lane. Swap family information.
travelling nation. I've made willow creels and the heather besoms, and I've even done some begging and some hawking, and I've lain there spent, wrapped up in my tent, and I've listened to the old folks talking. All you freeborn men of the travelling people, every tinker, rolling stone and gypsy rover, winds of change are blowing, old ways are going, your travelling days will soon be over. I'm a freeborn man of the travelling people, got no fixed abode, with nomads I am numbered. Country lanes and byways were always my ways. I've never fancied being lumbered.
Yes, Luke Kelly there, and a song all about the travelling people. Not a good day for travelling people of Irish connections yesterday, when 13 related family members were all given lengthy periods of a jail as a result of people over the last 10 or 15 years keeping people in terrible conditions. And in fact, some of these people that they held, I forget the story, was on in the papers yesterday, but it certainly wasn't a good read when you see that I think it was about 13 members of the same family, or connected family, jailed for holding people prisoners against their will and everything like that over many years. But anyway, that's a song there, Luke Kelly, all about the travelling people. A man that's in hot water at the moment is veteran broadcaster George Hook. He made some comments on Friday relating to a rape case in England, and where the young woman had met somebody in the night and went back to a room, and then later that night was raped. And he kind of implied that it was kind of her fault. But anyway, his job in the News Talk ZB station is under review right at the moment, and he's been called on to resign by many people. And the main sponsor of his programme, which was a popular rated programme between noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on News Talk, have announced it's pulling its sponsorship yesterday. So George Cook, a former coach of Connacht in his day, but a rugby pundit on RTE for many years with Brent Pope, and a polarising figure indeed at times. I'm looking here, this, we've got issues here we're dealing with as in our election over housing and everything like that was the same issues in Ireland. And the minister in charge of housing, his brief is to try to get more you know, affordable houses built, and built very quickly, especially in Dublin. And there's also a law that's in the Irish Constitution that if houses are vacant for over a certain period of time, be compulsory acquired, be acquired by the state at the market price, and let or rented out to people in need. So this order is going to come into effect, and they reckon there's upwards of, I think, something like 40 or 50,000 homes that aren't being used or aren't being rented out, especially in the Dublin area. The government are, you know, doing everything within their means to try to alleviate the major problem. And I see a headline here, one story in the Irish Times, where builders can't make viable profit on €320,000 apartments. Bedsit said to make a return under new plans to be unveiled next week, and the report finds it's slightly easier to construct affordable housing estates. And the intercert, or junior cert as it's called these days, results are out today. And we're talking here 15-year-olds having done this exam. And I see where many of them go out in the town tonight and some discos and nightclubs are planning to breathalyse students as they go out to celebrate tonight. So this is the way Ireland has gone, that 15, 16-year-olds, the legal age to drink in Ireland, I think it's 20, certainly. It might even be, I don't know whether it's 18, but, you know, obviously people are out and drinking much earlier. And here is junior certs, or inter-cert it was in my day. Results are coming out today, and I see a sharp fall in numbers of students achieving A grades, according to a report in the paper today. And sadly, more crime in Dublin. Another member of a gang was shot down and killed on Monday night. And it says here in the headline, West Dublin killing may have been the result of a local feud, according to Gardaí.
Watch the field behind the plough turn to straight dark rows. Feel the trickle it goes. Blow the dust cake from your nose. Hear the tractor's steady roar. Ah, you can't stop now. There's a quarter section more or less to go. And you figure that the rain takes its own sweet time. You can watch it come from miles, but you guess you've got a while. Ease the throttle out ahead. Every rod's a game. There's victory in every quarter mile. For all cozy down the road, the heartache hail and hoppers got him down. He gave it up and moved to town. Dammit Pierce the other day took a heart attack and died at 42. Maybe more, you'll be wet clean through. The air is cooler now. Pull your hat brim further down and watch the field behind the plow turn to straight dark rows. But another season's promise in the ground.
He sang about a thing called love.
Yes, indeed. That's, what do you call it, the Pogues there, and a pair of brown eyes, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. And earlier tonight I played that song, Molly Malone, that was sung by the Dublin's Irish Tenors, and they're coming to New Zealand along with the Celtic Ladies in November. Tickets on sale at usual outlets, and they're playing concerts pretty much all over the country, so if you're interested in going along, you can get tickets at the usual outlets, and we'll play a song or two from their albums on the programme here over the next few weeks. Just to recap once again, the big story in Ireland over the last few days has been the resignation on Sunday night of the head of the Garda force in Ireland, the Garda Síochána, Noreen O'Sullivan. She took over after the former commissioner was kind of forced to leave almost 3 years ago under pressure from the then Taoiseach Enda Kenny and Justice Minister Alan Shatter. And she came in, and obviously there's been a lot of new controversies that have been unearthed relating to the Garda Síochána over the last few years. And there's been so many things happening down through the years. And it's unfortunate for her that she's basically taken the rap for it. And I've no doubt there's a number of people, senior Gardaí within the force, that didn't help the cause either, because there's been cover-ups and lots of nod and a wink and stuff like that. Stuff has gone on down through the years, and it's got to be cleaned up. And there's a number of whistleblowers that have come out and talked about things that have gone on and the Garda force down through the years. So it'll be interesting to see if the Irish government or the Justice Department will employ somebody outside of the Garda Síochána to come in and to root out the bad bits of wood, and try to get the police force back onto good track. And if you have corruption and stuff like that in your police force, it doesn't bode well. And, of course, there is an awful lot of good policemen. In fact, the vast majority are policemen, and women are doing a great job. And dealing with the crime and the drug scene in Dublin and some of the major cities is unbelievable. And they would have had to deal with the gruesome murder of an old criminal on Monday night out in Clondalkin, the police. And this is in tit-for-tat murders that's been going on over who's covering different patches relating to the drug scene in Dublin. The other terrible story on Monday, news broke in the afternoon of five people killed in two tragic accidents. Three people killed outside Claremorris, between Claremorris and Ballandine in County Mayo. They were heading from Belmullet to away for a doctor's appointment. There was a mother, her daughter, who's 44, and her son, 7. Three generations of one family killed, and they had missed a bus to Galway from Castlebar, and were heading on to the main N17 road when the accident occurred, and the three passengers of the car were hit by a massive truck and were killed instantly. And roughly around the same time in Cork, two American tourists were killed at another junction. So a black day, and of course the community in Belmullet are in deep shock. Belmullet, like a lot of the towns in Mayo, are decked out in the green and red of Mayo leading up to the All-Ireland final this weekend, but there's a sombre mood in the west, and indeed in other parts of Ireland as well, as a result of the horrific accidents. It just shows again, as we see here in New Zealand, you know, that one little error can have terrible consequences, and in this case for three generations of one family originally from Belmullet in County Mayo. All right, we'll take another bit of music and then come back with a bit more news. We'll be right back. Yes, nothing like a bit of good traditional Irish music to get the feet tapping. I found that story, yeah, it's about them, well, they weren't, they were of Irish connections, this travelling family in England. 11 of them were given up to 15 years jail yesterday. They do have Irish connections. They were called the Rooney family. And what they did, they were basically violently exploiting at least 18 victims of modern, in what we'd known as modern slavery. So they targeted men who were homeless, alcoholic, or with mental health problems, and they made them work for in terrible conditions. And this went on for the best part of 26 years. And they lived a life of royalty where these people did awful work. But thankfully, they've met their, what do you call it, their end to this savage thing that they were doing, and they'll be locked up for a number of years. But shown the shocking squalor conditions here that these poor people were living in. So good that they've been found out. On the sports front, last week it was the turn of the Camogie final, and Cork, who were underdogs having lost last year, everybody thought they'd lose again to Kilkenny, but they won by a point, scoring the winning point, almost going into injury time. So great celebrations in Cork on Monday night. And of course this weekend it's the turn of the senior footballers. Of course, a repeat of last year's All-Ireland final, Dublin against Mayo. The All-Ireland ended in a draw the first time last year, and then Mayo lost by a point in the replay. Mayo scored two own goals in the first game, and made a huge decision in dropping his regular goalkeeper for his sub-goalkeeper in the second game, and he made a couple of terrible faux pas, and they only lost by a point. But Dublin are by far the form team. I don't think they've been beaten in about 29 or 30 games. In fact, there's probably 3 years since they've lost a competitive championship game. So they will be odds on favourites. And of course, Croke Park will be packed. In fact, could be packed with Dublin fans alone, because every time they play, there's about 60,000 Dublin fans that flock to the ground. But this weekend, there'll be plenty of Mayo supporters there, and I'm sure many neutrals will want to go as well. And as I mentioned earlier, you can listen to the game by logging on to the RTE website. You can hear the radio commentary there, not the great Mihála Mura Hertig anymore. I think it's could be Marty Morrissey or Gerard Canning that could be doing the radio commentary this weekend. And Mayo Local Radio have their own Midwest Radio commentary team as well, which is very exciting, like that piece of commentary I played last week of Galway Bay FM. And of course, the celebrations continuing in Galway. The team en masse went to attend the Connacht game against Rugby Pro 12 game at the weekend, and Connacht winning that game easily over, I think, the Cheetahs, are a visiting South African team, and the team paraded the Lee McCarthy Cup on the sports ground at halftime. So the celebrations will be continuing long and hard down there, but this weekend it's the turn of the footballers. Not a great night with for fans of Irish soccer club or Irish Scottish soccer club Celtic. They were beaten 5-0 last night by Paris Saint-Germain in the European Cup and Champions Cup, and they could have to play their next game behind closed doors, because a fan went out on the field and tried to Paris Saint-Germain players. So the European Football Association have very strict rules around security, so it could be bad news for Celtic for future European Championship games. Okay, let's move on. And looking around here, we'll see what we've lined up next. We've got Eddie's song. We'll play that. And sip my coffee, read the news. A sadness fills my empty heart, with grief I cannot move. It's so hard to let you go. His spirit is so strong. His love and laughter filled my life, for my soul sings Eddie's song. Eddie, when I held you close, you held my heart and mind. Your love is here, you are so dear, I miss you all the time.
You left your mark upon the world. You had so much to give. So young, so much you had to do. So much of life to live. Long is gone, we won't forget. Memories of life you led. I know his soul cannot be dead. He's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. Why you had so little time. I love you so, can let you go. You're always on my mind. You've touched so many hearts. Your spirit sweet and strong. Eddie, I still feel your love. My soul sings Eddie's song. Though he's gone, we won't forget. Memories of life he led. I know his soul cannot be dead. He's an angel trapped in time. Eddie, I still feel your love, and I miss you all the time. Though he's gone, we won't forget. Memories of life he left. I know his soul cannot be dead. He's an angel trapped in time. I still feel the love, and I miss you all the time.
Yes, Danny O'Flaherty there, and a lovely song called Eddie's Song, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Just going back to the rugby, of course, the two teams that were kicked out of the Super Rugby here, the Southern Kings and the Cheetahs, are now part of the European Celtic League, and Leinster are heading to South Africa for a two-match tour this weekend, but a number of their star players are missing. They'll play, obviously, two games over the next 10 days down there, but it's a long trip from Dublin all the way down to Johannesburg, and what else are they playing? The two games they're playing down there, so lots of other the South African teams have both been up in Ireland playing Connacht and Ulster in the last weekend. Heaps and heaps of articles in the papers all about the lead up to the football final this weekend, and the late, the great Kerry player Dara O'Shea, he basically thinks that Dublin to win by 3 or 4 points, he just thinks that their bench is too strong. And you think that one of their top class players, Dermot Connolly, is not sure whether he'll be playing on the team or not. He was given a 12-week ban early this year for touching a linesman, or just basically putting a finger on him, which you cannot do. And he was banned, and he only got about 2 minutes game time in the game against Tyrone in the semi-final a few weeks ago. So normally the teams will be announced on a Tuesday night, and we'd have them in the paper today, but these days football managers are more cagey, so they won't be releasing their teams until Friday. And they obviously, whatever team they, and probably a few changes to that before the game kicks off, or when the teams start playing on Sunday. And just to remind you once again, if you haven't looked at any of the games all year, you can watch the All-Ireland Final. It'll cost you about $30, €20 on gaago.ie, gaago.ie. And the games start 3:30 Monday morning, New Zealand time, is when the game is being played. And obviously Dublin will be hoping to win three in a row. Mayo hoping to win their first All-Ireland final since 1951. Even longer than Waterford, who were beaten in the hurling final by Galway last week. What else has been happening in Ireland? Well, politicians are back this week, and obviously the October budget is what politicians are talking about. And, Leo Varadkar, he's going to have to up his, image. Well, he's up in his image, and his image is what a lot of people are talking about, but he's going to have to deal with some of the tough issues. Of course, he was elected leader of Fine Gael and became Taoiseach in June. And then the politicians went on holiday in July, and he's been at various events and photo opportunities over the summer months. But now the real work has to start, and of course he'll be there supporting the Dubs on Sunday in Croke Park, and not far away from him will be the former Taoiseach Enda Kenny, and he'll be hoping that Mayo will be able to win. But a lot of work, of course, for this government, which has been propped up by Fianna Fáil. And big issues that they have to deal with is the housing crisis and lack of affordable houses in all the major centres. And obviously their infrastructure in terms of getting broadband to every village and town in Ireland is part of a big plan. I heard the Minister for that, Dennis Nocton, talking about that recently, and he's hoping by the 2024 every village and town in Ireland will have ultra-fast broadband. People that were honest and paid the water charges, they're all going to get a refund of that money before Christmas, because the water charges have been disbanded, and paying for upgrade of the water system will have to come out of the central budget, so there'll be more tax have to be paid by people. But our water system in Ireland needs billions invested in it, as we saw in Meath, Drogheda during the summer there, when there was with people without water for nearly a week as a result of a major pipe bursting, and it was so old they had to make a special pipe to fit into the particular area that the thing burst, and it took weeks for that to happen. In fact, I think it was nearly just into the second week some people were out of water. Righto, let's take another bit of music here, and we'll see what we can't what we can come up with here. I think this time it's Sonny and Mary Black, Dolores Keane and Emmy Lou Harris.
Sonny lives on a farm in a wide open space. Take off your shoes, stay out of the race. Lay down your head by the soft river bed. Sonny always remembers the words Mama said. Feeling so tired, not all that strong.
twice hungs his dreams. Sonny, don't go away. I'm here all alone. Your daddy's a sailor, never comes home. Nights are so long, silence goes on. I'm feeling so tired, not all that strong. Sonny, don't go.
Yes, Mary Black there, and a lovely song called Sonny, which was from the Woman's Heart album, which came out in 1992. It was one of a big selling CD, and it featured all of Ireland's great female artists. If you're tuned in, you've missed 48 minutes of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Wednesday night in Auckland, thanks to the support of the Hugh Green Group. Greetings to people listening in Wellington and Christchurch on Saturday night. And wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme and bringing you the bit of news here on the programme each week. And as I said, not a lot of stuff. There's big pages and pages here about who's going to replace the commissioner. I see part of the reason maybe she retired at the weekend is that the government approved a payout of 300,000 plus an increase, giving her a full commissioner's pension, even though she hadn't served a full 3 years. She was acting commissioner for a number of months. So I see Minister for Finance Pascal Dunne said he authorised the lump sum tax-free payment of 300,000 to be paid to her, and she'll get a pension now for the rest of her life between 90 and 100,000 euro a week. And her husband as well, I think he's in the Garda as well. He's a higher ranked officer as well. There was rumours over the summer, if she took 6 weeks off, that she'd applied for the new role of Interpol Europe, whether or not that had any implication on her leaving, but she didn't get that job. And I see the current director of Europol, Rob Wainwright, a Welshman, he could be one of the possible successors for the job. There'd be an increase in salary from about 185,000 euro to 300,000 euro, but whether that's enough to lure somebody from overseas, including New Zealand or Australia, we'll just have to wait and see. Another high profile CEO that left his job last week, or will be leaving in 2 weeks, is the CEO of Bank of Ireland, Richie Boucher. And he was there to lead the bank back from turbulent times. And he said that the bank is on good footing now. It paid back all the money that it got during the government bailout. And he'll be succeeded by a female chief executive of Irish connections, but who has been head of Hong Kong Shanghai Bank's European operations, and based in the UK. So obviously the Irish banks back in good footing. Their Linden practices are all much better now. In fact, an awful lot better now than they were in the early part of the noughties, when people just were getting money left, right and centre. And that led Ireland to the situation where it had to be bailed out in about 2009 and 10. And the bailout cheque was close to about 75 billion euro. And of course, Ireland will be paying that money back for a long, long time. Today's the turn of the junior cert students to get their results. And there'll be plenty of parties on, especially in Dublin and all over the country tonight. Cert students have now all got their places at university and polytechs. And their big problem, if you're going to the big cities, is finding accommodation. There is a certain amount of hostel and university accommodation, but that doesn't fulfil all the needs. And obviously, new and excitement times for people, but not a lot of emphasis in Ireland, as there is here as well, in getting people into the trades, you know, getting people to do apprenticeships in plumbing, gas fitting, electricians and builders and roofers and all these other jobs that there's huge demand for, and really good pay once you qualify. Everybody seems to want to go to university, and in Ireland, unlike New Zealand, you don't pay for your university course fees. You pay for your accommodation and obviously living expenses, but the fees are free. So that's something that the Labour Party are promising to do here if they're elected in a few weeks' time. Right, another bit of music, and then we'll come back, wrap up for another week. The Donegal set. Yes, the chieftains there, and that's the Donegal set, and thankfully Donegal people, farmers that have been affected by the terrible floods recently are getting some compensation, but not as common, it's not coming as quick as they would like, according to reports on the radio this morning. But anyway, thank you indeed for tuning in tonight. Hopefully you've enjoyed the programme, and good luck to the teams in the All-Ireland final this weekend. I apologise, I forget who's in the minor final. I'm pretty sure Kerry are in the minor. Definitely no team from the West. Probably Kerry in Dublin as well in the minor final. No, it's not. It's probably a team from Northern Ireland. But anyway, we'll bring you the results next week, and good luck, and let's hope it's a great final and no incidents. We'll leave you tonight with a man that won All-Ireland final on All-Ireland in middle with Loud in about 57, I think, Dermot O'Brien. And here he's with this lovely piece of music. It's Concerto. From me, good night, goodbye, and God bless. And thanks again to the Hugh Green Group.